On this tape from Raven's Head Communications, Blackberry, gay black musician, there will be a brief 4-minute interview. And following that, 5 songs, Come On Now, It's Okay, You Better Wise Up, Closer to Your Friend, and probably his best known song, When Will the Ignorance End? You're listening to KPFT Houston right now, Blackberry.
Blackberry is a songwriter-performer living in the Bay Area. He has recorded 2 songs on the Folkways album, Walls to Roses, and is currently working on an album of his own titled Finally. I talked with him about his music and his new album.
I came here in search of a musical career with 2 other people from Tucson. We had a group together called Breeze. It was a woman, Mindy Cantor, played flute and keyboards and acoustic guitar and did backup vocals and some lead vocals, and a bass player, Kirk Leonard. We came here to make music. We thought we were going to be an overnight success because we had something that was real different, you know. And a lot of the places we played, they had a pass the hat policy. And it was like, I felt at some point in there, when I sat down and thought about it, it was like we were begging these people who had clubs for a space to beg.
Right.
You know? Actually, what it just meant that we were being exploited, but there was nothing we could do, because everybody was doing it, and there was nowhere you could play that it wasn't happening. After we were here for about a year, the group started falling apart, and before the group had totally disbanded, I started doing solo stuff. I started singing on the streets, getting my chops together, so to speak, and then I went into coffee houses as a solo. I didn't want to have to rely on a band all the time to keep going, so I started building up my rapport or my solo experience, and so I could be more flexible.
Would you like to talk about your new album?
It's overdue, for one. We had, it's being produced by myself and a man named Lee Watson. And actually, Lee is doing the biggest part of the production right now because I'm burned out on it. It's been gone for a while and it's had all kinds of complications. But the work that we've gotten done so far has really been rewarding. It sounds real good, and I feel real positive. There are 9 songs on it, and there are a lot of different styles.
Do you have a title?
Finally.
Finally.
Which might have been a mistake.
Finally, the album is out.
Yeah, right. Finally, the album is out. But I mean, just the fact that I said finally seems to make it me feel like, you know, that when it's finished, I could say, you know, wow, it's finally finished, because it's been going on since December. And it was supposed to be packaged and out in April.
And now Blackberry's music, recorded June 17th, 1979, at the First Congregational Church in San Francisco.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on in. Change. So much we have to do. There's so many people we have to educate. There's so many people ignorant. When will the ignorance end? found each other on the open day.
My thanks to BlackBerry. This program was produced in San Francisco by Ravenshead Communications. I'm Steve O'Neill.